Aiden.
Hey,
hello, Aiden. Aiden.
Aiden.
Hello. Yeah, is Aiden there?
Yes, I'm Daddy.
Yeah, let me talk to him.
Yeah, I'm Eddie, sir.
Okay. I did get the call and I put it in, and I moved on to the next page, which says read and accept. This is the agreement with England Sparks.
Mm-hmm.
Well, this is general stuff. I'm going to print and on demand agreement required. Print on demand. Oh, yes, print on demand. I understand that. That's when I want to get books, right?
Mm-hmm. You are Reginald? Are you Reginald?
Hello?
Yeah, you hear me?
Am I talking to Aiden?
Sorry, Erwin?
Aiden
Scott, Aiden Scott. Just give me a moment. I have a transfer your call with him.
Yeah, because he was just walking me through this thing, and I got cut off.
Okay, I can transfer your call to him, okay?
Yeah, please.
Just give me a little moment. Hello?
Yeah, Aiden?
Hi, John.
Did I get you? Is this Aiden?
Yeah, this is Aiden.
Okay, look, I'm back on now. I got the digit, the six-digit code, put it in, and I'm on the next screen. I'm reading the agreement with Ingram.
Uh-huh.
The one they would say you order on demand, something like that. I agreed on that. Then we're in the next page where we're reading the agreement with Ingram, and it has a whole lot of stuff here. I'm just going to copy it, print it, because I'm not going to waste time reading it.
No.
Okay?
You can click on the agreement, and then you can click on the continue and next.
I'm going to print it. Wait. I'm going to print it, so I have a copy. Will I be able to refer to this again?
No, so currently what Ingram Sparks is asking you to agree to term and conditions?
Yeah, there's a whole lot of things. It's a whole lot. It's just like Amazon.
Yeah.
They have a bunch of pages and stuff.
Yes, you do not need to...
I don't have to read this. I'll take all day to read this stuff.
You do want to
I
read
just
it?
Want to agree... I'm going to agree with it because I'm not going to disagree with anything here.
There is no problem with it. You can just click on the agree, and then you can. Click
I'm looking.
On the
I'm look. I'm looking. For, I'm looking for the end of it so I can and do that. But there's no end. Yes, it's a lot of pages.
Yes, that's right. So you can just click on the agreement, and you can click on save, or you can click on.
Oh wait, on page 16 and page 17, they have signatures. Says national so. Parties execute this agreement. Each executed counterpart will be considered an original document, will consider the same agreement. In witness whereof, the parties have caused this agreement to be signed and delivered as of the effective date. Okay, Lightning, LLC, and publisher, who's signing where? Who's signing for the printer? LLC? And the publisher, and Ingram Content Group, and then Ingram Content Group, Australia. Who's signing for whom?
So that is something I need to check with the publishing department, because they would be having much more details about this stuff. So we can do one thing. I can ask him to give you a call tomorrow, and then he can.
Wait.
Yeah.
I can't fill that out.
Yes, because there are a few things that I cannot note that either on my end. So that would be good if if Tim can give you a call and he can let you know that what things needs to be get done.
Let me see what is on this included in this thing, because I don't want to close it out before I know that I didn't leave anything out. Exhibit 4, 5, tax and so on and so on is okay.
Mm-hmm.
And see, that's why they gave me 30 days to do this.
Mm-hmm. And
because
did you encounter any page that says you have to fill up your banking and your card information yet?
Appendix. Okay, now here's where on the appendix. Lightning source: add or remove countries from these lists without notice to the publisher.
Mm-hmm.
Countries currently eligible for the Ingram Digital Distribution Services are as follows: Australia, Belgium, and a whole lot of countries. And then they say here, Lightning source may, at his sole discretion, add or remove countries from these. All right, I have no problem with that.
Mm-hmm. So you can do one thing. You have created the account in the past.
Okay, on the bottom it says I do not accept. I accept.
No. See,
on the bottom here.
Do one thing. Do not go any further. Just do one thing.
Right.
Send me your account login details, the email and the password, and I'm gonna ask him to continue filling up your account from his end, and he do have your banking information, your tax information, your card number. So it won't be any problem for him. So maybe there are a few things that he would like to set up on your account. That's why I'm saying that you can send me the login details, and I'm going to ask him to help you complete the account. And if anything required from your end, and I'm going to let him know to give you a call.
Before you go, I know you're in a hurry. This last page here says read and accept.
Mm-hmm.
And this is page 29. What do I do now? If I log out, that means I haven't completed the thing. I still have the option to complete it. No, but I said I already said I was going to do it now.
Mm-hmm.
In the beginning, I said I was going to do it now.
Mm-hmm.
So if I exit without completing it, well, does that make it invalid?
I do not have the screen open up in front of me. I do not know which currently page you are on. So it would be good if we do have the screen open up in front of me or in front of Tim, and then he can just get the account created in about 5 minutes, because he know what checkbox needs to be clicked and whatnot. So.
Well, when is he going to do that? Is he going to do that now?
No, not now. The team already left the office, so I'm going to ask him to give you a call tomorrow. And
what do I do with this? What do I do with this document that I'm looking at?
The information you have filled out is already automatically saved. So, once we log in tomorrow, you have to continue from the same page from where we have left.
So I can just log out.
Yes. If you can see any button that says save or continue or anything, that's good. And if not, you can just simply log out. So all the previous information that you have filled out is saved. And
see, this last page here says,
mm-hmm.
I do not accept or accept. I have to choose whether I accept or do not accept.
And what currently that they're asking you to accept or not accept?
Says, by clicking I accept, you agree to the terms and conditions and the provisions concerning the use of electronic signatures. I don't have no problem with the use of electronic. I can agree to that, can't I?
Yes, you can agree on that.
Because I have no objections using signatures. By
mm-hmm.
clicking I accept,
mm-hmm.
I click that.
Mm-hmm. Yep, you can click on the agreement.
But the only thing is that there's nobody, no names on there yet.
mm-hmm.
They probably want names.
Mm-hmm.
It's sole discretion, add or remove countries from these lists without notice to the publisher. I know. What names do they want on this thing, you know? It says here, by electronically completing the fields in the signature section below, you agree to use electronic signatures to execute the selected agreement. You consent to your signature being applied to the selected agreement.
Mm-hmm.
Agree to be subject to the provisions of the electronic signature in Global and National Commerce Act.
Mm-hmm.
And four, the country in which your company resides is listed below and has enacted legislation accepting electronic signatures as enforceable. Well, that's me. Should I put my name there?
Yes, you have to put your name there.
Because I'm signing the agreement.
Yes, that's right. All right,
let me put my name. Hold on. J-O-H-N. Does it matter whether it's capital or small case?
No, I think if you're using your name, so you just need to have your initials to be in capital, and then you can...
All right, let me put okay. J. John W. I put it away. I would normally sign it. And my job title? What's my job title? Author. I'm the author.
Yes.
What is the job title? Author, right?
Yep.
And my email, I'll give them my email, the same one that we use. Okay.
Yep.
J. D. O. N. E. Yeah, well done at. Yeah, well done at AOL. All right, I have done that. jwelldone@aol.com, and I accept.
Mm-hmm.
Right.
Yep, that's. You put in your website name jwelldoneevents.com.
I put in my name, my title, the author.
Uh-huh.
And my email. That's all they ask.
All right.
Okay. Then I hit that accept.
Mm-hmm.
Make your print titles eligible for distribution to target. View to accept. Make your print titles eligible for distribution to target. Ingram Pricing and Services Guide. Ingram. Target. Yeah, well, that's my name. It's eligible. John W. Evans. What is? I guess there's no. You can see that. It's clear. Make your print titles eligible for distribution to target.com. My print title is author. What else can I put? That's the only title I have as far as this agreement is concerned.
Uh-huh. So
then it says...
You cannot move to any particular next page or...
It says, make sure your print is accepted, target accepted. All right, then resources, Ingram Spark Pricing and Services Guide, Spark User Guide. That's just for okay.
Mm-hmm.
And then continue. There's more.
Mm-hmm.
I know you're in a hurry. I shouldn't have started this thing because it requires time.
Mm-hmm.
So I want to look at their pricing service guide. Can I go over this again when I'm finished? Can I be opening to go through it again? Would they allow me to go through it again? Would they allow me to open it and go back in it again?
We are able to, or you would be able to make any changes in the account information later. If we have something come up, you can say if you change your address or anything. So I think Ingram Spark will give you some options to make some changes.
Because I want to read some of this stuff here. I don't have time to read it now.
Mm-hmm.
Like the pricing and service guide.
Mm-hmm. Yep, that's right. And the publishing team told me just to have confirm the email, and I think they're currently working on the account, so I need to check with them that what is the current status they have, And you can do one thing, you can send me the login details for the account, the email and password, and I'm going to ask them to check how far you have done, how far you have gone through, and the remaining they can do it from their end, and they can let you know that, okay, the account has been created and all the account setup has been finished, and they can check that what you have completed so far, what you have filled up so far is all correct the way it's supposed to be, and then they can give you the confirmation that, yes, everything is good.
Now, there's one question, though. See, you know, if I give them my password, you see, that's where we had a problem with Kindle. Kindle came up with a whole lot of issues about people using the...
The Kindle. See, Kindle give you three different reasons every time we are confirming that what's the reason for taking the account down. One time they say that there are many, many login attempts. Some other time they said that there are many accounts with the same banking and tax information. So about the Ingram is the first thing that we have created for the very first time, so you do not have any other account with Ingram. So it does not matter from wherever the account is getting logged in. Ingram is going to send you the OTP, one-time password, every time someone tries to log in for the security purposes. And when we are putting the security code, the six-digit code, that means the person who is trying to log in is a legit person because he knows the author, and author did provide the OTP by himself. So there won't be any problem with Ingram. So you can send me the account details, and then I'm going to ask him to take care for the rest of the account.
All right. Do I continue, or do I just continue or go to the dashboard?
You can see if you click on continue, it's going to take you to the next page, and then the next page, and then the next one. So
what do you want me to go to the dashboard?
Mm-hmm.
Or
so,
go back.
Yeah, we can do one thing. You can just click on the account. You can just click on the logout, and you can send me the information, and I'm going to ask him to log in from his side tomorrow, and then he can check what information you have filled up so far and what is remaining. The remaining one he can fill up by himself by giving you a call. You can let him know that if you have the consent, if you are okay with agreeing these terms, he can read the terms out to you. And he can check what previous information that you have filled, and if that is all correct, and that he can let you know that okay, or everything is good.
Yeah, but Aiden, I don't want any I don't want anything to go wrong with this account now, you know.
It won't go any wrong. I can make sure of that.
Because I have to be sure who is using the account. I have to be sure I can confide in that person.
Mm-hmm.
I have to know who's the person in Wiley Books. I have to know who's the person who I'm giving this information to.
All right, so you're sending information to me, and I'm going
yes.
to send information back to my publishing department, to Wiley Publishing Department, and Tim is
but,
currently...
Well, no, you have to give it to a specific person. Not everybody going to be able to have access to this information.
Not every person, the individual who would be working on your account, only he will be having your account details.
So you got to know who that person is, and you have to tell me who that person is. So
right.
I know
uh-huh.
who's involved with my account.
Mm-hmm. So I'm gonna.
I don't want to have any problems.
Yes, I understand. So I'm gonna make it sure that Tim is the only person who would be having the account details. And
so I know if it is me, it is you, and one other person, and it's just the three of us. I have to know that.
All right. So there would be only three person: you, me, and the Tim. And I won't be logging into your account. I would just be needing the account password so I can transfer the details to Tim. So there would be only two person logging into account. One
yeah, but you will have access to it because I'd be giving it to you.
Yes. So you can do also one thing. Once Tim said that okay, the account is created, the account is set up, and we have published
yeah.
all your four books to Ingram Spark. So now everything is done. So now you can go and you can change your password again. So then you would be the only one having the password, not.
Oh, okay. I can do that. All right. Because I have a very complicated password already. All right, okay, I'll do that. When do you want me to do it, tomorrow? Now?
You can send me that now, so by tomorrow morning I can do this, the first thing.
Okay, now, what do you want me to send you, exactly?
Just the email for Ingram Spark and the password that you have used for logging in.
Okay. Okay, I'll send it to you.
All right, that would be good.
And I'll talk to you tomorrow.
All right, I'll talk to you tomorrow.
Okay.
All right, bye.